The Money Show. The Markets.
Rudy Fundamara, he is a portfolio manager at AdviceWorks. And the big stories today, of course, we'll talk about energy in just a moment. But U.S. inflation from a markets perspective, almost more important, Rudy Fundamara. Even though it's the highest level in core inflation they've seen in decades, and they've got their inflation number above 5%, it's still being regarded as transitory, just a short-term visitor. And today, the S&P 500 going to record levels. It certainly seems that markets believe that to be the case.
I think, Bruce, it's certainly being treated that way at the moment. The jury's still out exactly how long the inflation's going to stick around and how bad it'll get. Certainly at this stage, this was 5% year on year is, I think, the highest it's been since 2008. So that's quite a big number. But the positive edge to it is that the month-on-month numbers are actually slightly lower. The increase is slightly lower. So last month it increased by 0.8% and this month by 0.6%. So hopefully inflation is accelerating at a slower pace, is hopefully what that's an indication of. We certainly still have a significant amount of base effects, from a very low base last year. So it is to be expected that there'll be some pressure here, but we just don't know how bad it's going to get. At this stage, it seems to be being driven by vehicle prices and energy prices, and we know that fuel prices were under enormous pressure last year.
What is happening? What is your thoughts on this really good news on the energy front? I mean, the biggest and most significant economic policy reform I think we've seen since Cyril Ramaphosa came to office in the presidency.
It's extremely positive that they're moving in this direction, Bruce. Like everybody, I think we were all disappointed that it's a little bit late. I think it could have been bigger, quite honestly. I know that Gold Fields is putting up a 40-odd megawatt plant, which will supply about 20% of South Deep's electricity needs. So in theory, they could put up a 200-megawatt plant if they wanted to supply the whole of South Deep. And I think Sibanye applied for around about 150 megawatts. So there is demand for larger capacity, and the sooner I think we're able to supply the larger capacity, the better. I don't think there'll be any hesitation from the private sector to invest in this space. So it is very positive.
Yeah, most certainly. Foschini Group results today, they looked pretty solid, as did MultiChoice.
They did. Foschini actually was under quite a lot of pressure. The headline earnings were down 80-odd%, very much lockdown-related. The South African operations actually held up fairly well, and Australia was marginally negative, but the UK really got beaten up. The revenues were down over 40-odd%. So the margins were under pressure. They just couldn't open stores, and obviously a lot of discounting that had to happen. Also, credit sales were significantly lower in this environment, which means that their interest revenues were under a lot of pressure. I think the second half was a lot better. So this is certainly a company, if the world's going to normalize, that has the ability to rebound quite substantially. And then MultiChoice actually produced good results. Their core headline earnings looks like it was up about 32%. The rest of Africa business is contributing very nicely, and they obviously are rolling out still a lot of their own content and have produced a lot more of their own content, so the prospects look good. A big chunk of this improvement in earnings for them, though, has come on the back of cost savings, and it's not just operational cost savings. It's about $1.1 billion. Of savings on content expenditure that wasn't incurred, on the basis that sports and the like were cancelled. So some of that expenditure or cost will return. So I don't think one must expect that they're going to keep growing their earnings at this rate. Probably find that the next set of results, if sports are back on track, will be somewhat pressured. But notwithstanding that, I think the operational progress they're making is positive.
Rudy Fundamara, thank you. Also being sort of signal shed, even via Wi-Fi on Zoom, is no safe place to hide. But thank you for your contribution this evening. Yeah, markets spent most of the day in the red. There was a brief sort of bounce into positive territory and then back down about 130 points by the close. I did see a report today that Pravin Gordhan, the public enterprises minister, is expected to announce a new strategic investor for SAA tomorrow. That's the report. I've been waiting for this for a very long time. In fact, I'd begun to give up hope, wondering what airline would agree to go into partnership with SAA and at what point it might happen. Ethiopian, what's your bet on who the airline is? The most logical airline, politically, socially, ideologically, from a Pan-African perspective. I can't see another logical partner. Turkish, if we could tie up with Turkish Airways into Istanbul, that from a hub perspective, that would become interesting. Ethiopia is also a very good hub to the rest of the world, and they've got a very good network, and that will be restored as vaccines come through. I wonder who the strategic equity partner is going to be. I wonder what sort of strategic stake they're going to be given. And most importantly, I wonder who's going to be allowed to call the shots, because that will be the make or break decision here. Hopefully that announcement comes through tomorrow. If it does, you'll hear it here on The Money Show.